This is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Breakaway groups have used Pakistan as a battleground on Friday. Pakistani officials say at least 58 people were killed and many others wounded in a powerful bomb blast at a minority Shiite mosque in Sindh province during Friday prayers. The bombing occurred in Lakhidar area of Shikarpur, about 470 kilometers north of the port city of Karachi. Jundala, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility for the attack. Former Pakistan Minister Muinuddin Haider tells VOA others are using Pakistan as a battleground for their rivalry.
Everybody knows that there are people, there are countries in this region who are supporting one faction or the other and who are fighting the proxy war in Pakistan. I think this is now very clear, and Pakistan is trying to see that this funding is stopped.
The fates of two Islamic State hostages, a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian Air Force pilot, remained unknown Friday, a day after the latest deadline passed for prisoner swap. Jordan's military said officials were working nonstop on the case of the Jordanian pilot who was captured after his jet crashed in Syria last month. A large number of civilians were killed by shelling in eastern Ukraine Friday as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. The city administration in rebel-controlled Donetsk reported that five people were killed by shell fire as they were waiting for humanitarian aid outside a cultural center, while another two people died when shelling hit a trolley bus elsewhere in the city. City officials blamed the attacks on Ukrainian government forces. The Ukrainian government's National Security and Defense Council blamed shelling outside the cultural center on the rebels. This is VOA News. The African Union has chosen Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as its new chairman. The Zimbabwean president addressed the crowd after the announcement was made during the African Union summits in Ethiopia.
By electing me to preside over this august body, with the full knowledge of the onerous responsibility that lies ahead, I humbly accept your collective decision.
The 90-year-old Mr. Mugabe replaces Mauritania's president, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. There was heavy fighting Friday between Islamic State militants and Kurdish Peshmerga forces near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk. Officials say a senior Kurdish commander and at least eight of his fighters were killed. Reports say at least 27 people were killed in back-to-back bomb blasts in Baghdad. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Kurdish Peshmerga fighters exchanged volleys of automatic rifle fire with Islamic State militants Friday south of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The surprise Islamic State attack bore witness to the group's resilience despite a series of setbacks in both Iraq and Syria. Islamic State militants also detonated a car bomb inside Kirkuk in a failed attempt to break into a prison by breaching the walls of the city's police headquarters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama wants to invest $215 million into a new health initiative that would help tailor medical treatment to an individual's genetic makeup. In a proposal unveiled on Friday, President Obama said that the bulk of the money would go to the National Institutes of Health and its affiliate, the National Cancer Institute, for the development of precision medicine, a treatment that would replace a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine. U.S. economic growth slowed in the last 3 months of 2014 as the world's largest economy expanded at a 2.6% annual rate. For all of 2014, the U.S. economy expanded once again 2.4%, which is a bit faster than the previous year. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says that was much lower than the two previous quarters when growth went up as high as 5%. The appeals chamber of the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia upheld genocide convictions against two senior Bosnian Serbs for their roles in the July 1995 Srebrenica massacre, in which 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed. The appeals decision issued Friday affirmed their life sentences, the harshest punishment ever delivered by the court. More on these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.